Chapter 8, Back Home. A place of love, home isn't where you're from, it's where you find light when all grows dark. Pierce Brown Hassan truly understood the meaning of this quote for the first time as he saw all of his friends, who had now become his family, standing at the door to welcome him back from the hospital. Kara had opened the door before they even had a chance to ring the doorbell as she heard Andrew's car in the driveway. "Welcome home," everyone said in unison, to which Hassan smiled and gave each of them a hug as all of them had made an effort to throw him a welcome party. After a while, John showed up, which made Ethan angry and jump up from his seat. "What is this monster doing here?" Ethan asked Hassan. Hassan signaled Ethan to sit down and went towards John, who was crying that he isn't a monster.
"You are not a monster, John. You just made a few mistakes, that's all," said Hassan.
John hugged Hassan, but Hassan stood still and didn't wrap his arms around him like he used to in the past.
"I almost forgot that my mother is here as well.
Can she come in?" asked John.
"Marguerite is here?"
"Of course, she can," said Hassan as he nodded his head. John went outside to call his mother and both of them entered the house together. Marguerite inquired Hassan about his health, to which he responded that he was doing well. Hassan asked her to stay the night, but Marguerite felt that she wasn't welcomed. Hassan asked everyone whether they were comfortable if Marguerite stayed the night. As nobody wanted to upset Hassan, they all agreed. Marguerite began to cry and Hassan wiped her tears.
"You are always welcome here.
We all love you," said Hassan to Marguerite as he hugged her. Pete walked up to Marguerite and began to ask her about her cooking.
"We haven't met before.
I'm Pete and I heard a lot about your cooking.
Hassan loves the garlic honey chicken you make.
Can you please share the recipe with me?" asked Pete.
"I would love to.
Let's go to the kitchen and we can make it now," said Marguerite.
"That would be great.
Thank you," responded Pete. Marguerite and Pete went to the kitchen to prepare dinner as John and Hassan began to converse.
"If my mom will stay in the guest house, then where will I stay?" asked John.
"You can stay in our room.
Just for tonight," said Hassan.
"I thought we were over," said John.
"We didn't say that."
"Did we?" asked Hassan.
"We didn't," said John.
"I'm glad that's cleared out between the both of us," said Hassan.
Hassan excused himself as he had to show Andrew the room that he would stay in at Hassan's house. Hassan collected the keys to the room from the kitchen drawer and both of them went downstairs. Hassan showed Andrew his room, which took him by surprise as it was fully furnished and decorated quite nicely.
"I won't have to bring my furniture from the condo.
You have amicable taste, by the way."
"I love it," said Andrew.
Hassan explained to Andrew that he had an attached private washroom with his room while Ethan and Pete would be sharing a bathroom. Andrew asked about the rent and Hassan responded that it would be decided when Andrew moves in. Andrew was grateful and thanked Hassan for his kindness. Hassan walked to the atelier, saw everything that was destroyed and felt pain rise in his chest.
"Did John do this?" asked Andrew.
"Yes, he did," said Hassan.
Andrew hugged Hassan and he began to cry silently.
"Let it out.
It does hurt, but after a hard, loud, wailing, sorrowful cry, we feel better.
We let the burden go.
When we're empty, we feel lighter.
I hate to admit it, but I got pretty skilled at crying silently over the years."
"Don't keep it in, let it out and heal," said Andrew.
Hassan held on to Andrew and began to cry loudly as he consoled him.
"This shirt is quite expensive and now it is ruined.
I will deduct its cost from the rent," joked Andrew.
Hassan laughed out loud.
"It's all about the rent for you," said Hassan as a smile came across his face.
"Wash your face and then we will go upstairs," said Andrew.
Hassan quickly washed his face and went with Andrew upstairs to join the others. The song "Hey Mama" by David Guetta began to play and Kara asked Hassan to come and dance. Andrew asked John to go dance as well, to which John complied and joined Hassan.
As the song ended, John asked if he could choose the next song.
Meanwhile, Pete and Marguerite returned from the kitchen and joined everyone. John decided to play If It's All I Ever Do by Anders Johansson. The song blasted from the speakers.
Ooh, my love, the first time that you spoke my name it somehow sounded not the same. Was like I knew from that moment on that this is what I'm living for. Fate had opened up the door, and who am I to say that heaven could be wrong?
John put his arms around Hassan and danced with him. Ethan took Pete's hands while Kara and Kyle began to dance together. Andrew asked Marguerite to dance with him, and she agreed.
If it's all I ever do I would give my heart to you and I will do it faithfully until the end of time when they carve my name in stone. At least I know they'll know that in this life I've made mistakes, that I did one thing right, 'cause I will spend forever loving you if it's all I ever do, my love.
John looked at Hassan's face and sang with the song.
Baby, when I look at you standing there so pure and true, I don't know what I did to deserve the way you smile, the way we touch, the way you kiss. It means so much, I must be the luckiest man in the whole wide world.
John meant every single word of this song. He wanted to show Hassan how much he loved him.
And you'd do anything on earth for me, and it makes me love you more, 'cause baby, you're the only love I need.
John got closer to Hassan and kissed him on the lips.
I love you, shorty, said John.
Ethan kissed Pete and told him that they must go on a date as Ethan wanted to know him better. Whilst, Kyle held Kara close to his chest and told her he is falling for her, and she is the most incredible woman he has ever met. Kara held Kyle with her hands and held on to him. It seemed like a house full of love, warmth and energy and happiness surrounded them. It was getting late and soon it was time to sleep. Kara and Kyle went together to her room. They were lying on the bed, looking at each other. Kyle touched Kara's hair with his hand, then got closer and kissed her.
I want to look at you the whole night, said Kyle as Kara laid between Kyle's arms.
I want to sleep in your arms, Kara said as Kyle held her in his arms and asked her to close her eyes. In the guest room, Marguerite prayed to God before she went to sleep. She put her head on the pillow and got apprehensive about what will happen next with John and Hassan. She had this feeling that something terrible was yet to happen. Finally, she closed her eyes, gave in and fell asleep. Andrew was in his room and excited about the new journey he was about to partake in Hassan's house. Meanwhile, Ethan entered the room that he and Pete shared in only his underwear.
What's going on?
Why are you walking around in your underwear? Asked Pete as he got up from the bed.
I like to sleep in the nude, said Ethan.
Ethan undressed Pete slowly, so he enjoyed looking at every inch of Pete's body. Then he held him between his arms and put him in the bed as they felt each other's skin. Pete felt Ethan's warm hands moving around his body. Pete liked what he was feeling. Ethan cuddled Pete and they fell asleep together. Destiny calls, it's far better to be unhappy alone than unhappy with someone. Marilyn Monroe, Indiana. Hassan and John's room, both of them slept on the opposite side of the bed. John wanted to touch Hassan, but he was contemplating if he should, as he knew Hassan wanted his space. Finally, John moved closer to Hassan and put his arm around his waist. He felt Hassan's heart beating faster and realized Hassan wasn't asleep. He moved Hassan on his back, moved on top of him and kissed him.
I missed you so much, John said.
They started kissing passionately and it seemed their relationship was taking a new direction. John put his hand on Hassan's wrists and moved his hands on the top of his head.
Stop, you are hurting me, yelled Hassan.
John realized Hassan's hands were hurting as they were wounded and apologized to him.
Get off me, yelled Hassan, and John moved aside as he looked at Hassan with tears in his eyes.
I am so sorry.
I didn't mean to, said John as Hassan got up and walked towards the door.
Don't follow me, said Hassan.
What is happening to me?
John said as Hassan left the room. Hassan went downstairs to Andrew's room and knocked on the door. Andrew got up and opened the door to let Hassan in. Andrew asked Hassan if everything was all right and Hassan responded that his wrists were hurting him as John had grabbed them aggressively by accident.
Andrew offered to check his wound, changed his bandages and showed his concern about John being careless with Hassan.
Andrew insisted that Hassan sleep in Andrew's room today and not take any risk by making excuses for John. Upstairs, John was crying silently. He put his face in his pillow so that nobody could hear his screams. He felt the space between Hassan and him growing deeper. His communication tactics lately weren't helpful in expressing his feelings to Hassan. John was incredibly aware and sensitive to the gap between what he said and how it's interpreted. He felt the deep connection that he and Hassan had begun to vanish and fade away. He put the pillow aside as he was now exhausted from all the crying and fell asleep. Andrew woke up in the middle of the night from a nightmare and noticed that Hassan was breathing heavily. Andrew checked his forehead and felt that Hassan had a fever. He put a wet towel on his forehead and gave him an extra blanket just in case. Soon it was morning and John saw that Hassan hadn't returned to the room. John went downstairs and began to search for him but couldn't find him anywhere. John began to imagine Hassan naked with Ethan, Pete and Andrew and felt his head burn. Just then, Andrew came upstairs and told John that Hassan had a fever and was feeling better now. Andrew asked John to control his actions and told him that Hassan was madly in love with him but needed some space and time from John. Andrew left and John went to his room to get Hassan, but he was not in a good mood. "Good morning," said John with a smile. "Good morning," responded Hassan coldly. "I was about to take you to your bed," said John. "Thanks," said Hassan. Hassan got out of the bed, walked to the door and went upstairs. John followed him as Hassan went to his room to change. "Do you need help?" asked John. "I am going to take a shower first." "And I don't need your help," said Hassan. "I am sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you last night," said John. "Are you done apologizing?" asked Hassan angrily. "I don't know what to say," said John. "I don't need an apology." "Your apology won't change what you have done," said Hassan. "I know my apology doesn't change the past, but I'll do better." "I promise," said John. Hassan told John that he needed to show him through his actions and not just words. After that, Hassan walked away and went downstairs, where he found Marguerite in the kitchen. She asked Hassan if he slept well, to which he responded that he had slept enough. Marguerite then asked Hassan to promise her that he will forgive John. Hassan said that he can't promise anything right now. Marguerite said that it might seem difficult to forgive someone that you are deeply in love with, as she had this experience in the past with John's father. Hassan assured Marguerite that John was nothing like his father and that he had made a few mistakes. Marguerite made Hassan promise that even if he and John broke up, Hassan would not give up on him and treat him like family. Hassan agreed and promised that he would be there for John no matter what. A week had passed, yet Hassan wouldn't speak to John, and even when he did, Hassan would say spiteful things to hurt him. John would cry every night and tried every day to mend his relationship with Hassan, yet he paid no heed. Everyone in the house asked Hassan to treat John better as he was getting depressed and low, but Hassan remained unmoved and said that he knew what he was doing. It was a Saturday morning when John woke up early and decided to make everyone breakfast. He wanted to talk to Hassan and ask him to end his mistreatment towards him. John woke up Ethan, Pete, Andrew and Kara and asked them to join him in the kitchen. Everyone was afraid of the conversation that was about to unfold. "Who prepared this?" asked Hassan. "I did," said John. Hassan left the room after taking out a knife from the cabinet to cut the fruits as tears flowed from John's eyes. Hassan hit his hand hard on the table as John saw him and began to yell. "You told me that you had forgiven me, then why are you treating me like this?" asked John loudly. "Why are you yelling?" asked Hassan. "Do you want to cut my hands with this knife so you will forgive me? Or at least treat me better?" asked John. "Treat you better? I begged you to give me the box. What did you with it? I can still hear you saying, 'I wish you were dead.' Your hands were on my neck, and you kept saying it. Why don't you finish what you started?" said Hassan. John began to shake. "Finish what you started, yelled Hassan as he put the knife in John's hand and held it against his own chest. John dropped the knife and fell on his knees. Hassan had become cruel and cold-hearted, and nobody could believe how Hassan was treating John but didn't say a word. They couldn't recognize this Hassan, who was standing in front of them. John tried to cut his wrists, but Hassan stopped him and whispered something slowly in his ear, which made John smile. "I love you," said John as he stood up and Hassan hugged and kissed him. Everyone was staring in shock at what had just happened. Hassan took John's hand and went to the table to have breakfast and asked everyone to join. Hassan ate the breakfast even though it didn't taste right. Everyone obliged as they didn't want to upset Hassan. After a while, John took a bite, said that the breakfast is terrible and asked everyone why they ate it. Kara said that Hassan forced us, to which Hassan responded that John cooked this for me and I will eat it with a smile as you all will too. John said he was tired and Hassan asked him to go upstairs to rest, and that he will join him shortly. After John left, everyone asked Hassan about his changed behavior. "You went too far," said Kara. "It was hard to watch," said Ethan. "I couldn't recognize you. You were a different person. Be careful how you treat John as he is madly in love with you," said Andrew. "What did you even whisper in his ear anyway?" "It made him stop," asked Ethan. "I just reminded him of something," said Hassan. Andrew said that he understood, but he would never forgive Hassan for making him eat the salty breakfast. Hassan said that he never forced anyone to eat, to which Kara said that they were afraid of him. Hassan excused himself and said that he must go upstairs to his boyfriend, and everyone cheered him on and wished him luck. After reaching upstairs, Hassan's eyes met with John. "Try to sleep," said Hassan. "Where is my kiss?" asked John. Hassan gave him a long passionate kiss, after which John closed his eyes and fell asleep. Hassan kissed him on the forehead. "I'm sorry I was cruel to you," whispered Hassan in John's ear. After a while, Hassan went to take a shower and John woke up upon hearing the sound of water. John quickly undressed and joined Hassan. He was standing under the water and his head was up. John came from behind and wrapped his arm around Hassan's chest. Hassan moved his right hand on John's head and moved the other hand on John's leg. John bit Hassan's neck and kissed him on his neck as John and Hassan faced each other. John grabbed Hassan's butt, Hassan did the same. John looked at Hassan's face and wrapped his arms around Hassan's waist and moved him up. Hassan wrapped his arm around John's neck and his legs around John's waist. John was able to hear Hassan breathing, and his heart was beating fast. John was breathing slowly, but his heart was beating like crazy. Hassan gave John a long, deep and passionate kiss which made John lose control. They kissed for a few minutes as Hassan used his foot to turn off the shower tap. John understood that Hassan wanted to move to the bedroom. John dropped him on the floor, then Hassan grabbed a towel and dried John while did the same for Hassan. He then carried Hassan to the bedroom and threw him on the bed. John laid on the bed next to Hassan. He moved on top of John and started kissing. Every kiss was saying "I missed you and my heart is beating for you." Every kiss was telling a love story. John flipped Hassan on the bed, put his hand on Hassan's hands and tangled their fingers together. Hassan used his teeth on John's chin to drive him even crazier. John moved down to Hassan's neck, chest and nipples, waist, and to every inch of Hassan's body. John sat on Hassan and started moving up and down. Hassan grabbed the sheets with his hands, then looked at John and flipped him. He put one of John's legs on his shoulder and the other leg on John's chest. He kept moving while John was growling. John felt Hassan had finished, but he kept moving. Hassan stopped and got close to John's face and kissed him and moved down. John was enjoying what Hassan was doing. Hassan moved on to John's body, and when John was inside Hassan, he grabbed his waist tight with both hands as he moved up and down and increased his speed. He looked at Hassan and saw the view he won't ever forget in his lifetime. Hassan put his hands on John's body. John started growling loudly until he finished. Hassan put his head on John's chest, and John moved his hands on Hassan's body. He felt Hassan's skin and realized that Hassan finished two at the same time together. "That wasn't expected, but it was wonderful," said John as he wrapped his arms around Hassan's back. Meanwhile, Ethan and Pete's relationship progresses as Ethan gives Pete a hand watch as a gift. Pete becomes emotional and begins to cry as Ethan hugs and consoles him. Pete then tells Ethan that he was the first person who treats him equally. Ethan says that the first time he saw Pete, he went crazy as he was amazing. Both of them make love and then fell asleep, holding each other close.